Well, welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And how exciting this week that we are reflecting and looking and taking some time to explore our core values and what we are all about here at LifePoint. And so far, we've talked about our mission, that we are to draw life from God and point others to Him, our gospel identity, that we are new, how we value a reaching priority, that we are missionaries sent by God, that we want to experience authentic community because we are family. And family, we want to cultivate those relationships with each other. We also want to cultivate a relationship with the Father, that we want to have our value of spiritual intimacy because we are His, we are God's beloved. And then today, I want to talk about personal ministry, the P in our acronym of GRASP, which again can help us think about our five core values, G-R-A-S-P, GRASP. And so as we talk about personal ministry, it's really this idea that we are servants, that primarily we see ourselves how Jesus did, that He saw Himself as a servant, right? That He said the Son of Man came to do what? To serve. Not to be served. And so we want to take on that same identity that our Savior did as we think about personal ministry. And I want to read from Romans 12, just to get our minds thinking about this and how we are to think about using our gifts and using the things that the Lord has put in us so that we may serve others and to bless and to benefit them. And so Romans 12, verse 4 says, "For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ." That's what Jesus has done, is that through his life, death, and resurrection, through our faith in Him, He has adopted us and united us into one body, into one family. And continue on in Romans, "And individually we are members one of another." Again, verse 6, "having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us." Listen to that for a moment, that each of us have different gifts, things that the Lord has given to us based upon the grace given to us. And so here's what this means, is the gifts that you have, God specifically gave those to you. Hey, reflect back on Christmas and you think about gifts that you received, and likely you had family and friends who were thinking about you, right? They were thinking about who you are and what you might like and what you might enjoy, and they gave you a gift in light of that. So the gifts God has given us, He has done thoughtfully and intentionally. And so we can be tempted to look to others around, man, I wish I had that ability to teach, or their hospitality, or man, the way that they encourage, or man, their positivity, or man, the way that they can learn an instrument, or the way they can see, like we can look and compare rather than rejoicing and being content with, this is what the Lord has given me. And so He has given you gifts, and He's given us all different gifts because they're all necessary and needed. And so continuing in Romans, He says, "Let us use them." Think about that, right? Imagine you gave something, whether you are a parent or grandparent, somebody, you gave somebody a gift and it just sat there, just sat in the box or sat there opened. And you were like, I gave that to you so that you would use that thing. And that's the Lord gave you and I gifts so that we might use them. And so here, Paul's going to list some. If it's prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If it's service, then our serving. To the one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in their generosity. The one who leads with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. And so he lists some different kinds of gifts. Now, this isn't an exhaustive list. These aren't all the gifts that are out there. But just an idea of like, whatever the Lord has given to you, use it in such a way to build up the body of Christ. And so that's how I want to pray for us as we think about this year, is that if you don't know your gifts, if you haven't taken time to maybe think through that, man, you need to go to Life Team Orientation at one of your campuses. That Life Team Orientation, it's a great class that LifePoint puts together to help people kind of discover their gifts and to see how they might use those things. Plus, there's tons of resources online, but man, LTO, Life Team Orientation, would be a great space for you to go and to explore those things. But let us, I want to pray for you and me that we would think about the gifts God has given us and how we could use those this year to serve others. how we can get in the game and serve, whether it's on a Sunday throughout our week, that we would think of ourselves as servants because we have a personal ministry. Each and every one of us as followers of Jesus, we have a ministry to serve. We don't have a ministry if we've got a title. We don't have a ministry if we're on staff at a church. We have a ministry because we are part of God's family and we have something to contribute to his family because he has given you gifts. He's given you different gifts. He's given you grace. He's united you to the body. And let's be devoted to those things, to one another, to serve the body. So let me pray for you and me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you love us, that you thought uniquely about each and every one of us, God, and the gifts you would give us. And so, Lord, help us to tap into those gifts this year. Help us to not, Lord, help us not to be covetous of the gifts of others. Help us not to look at our gifts and compare them and wish we had something else. But God, let us rejoice in the gifts you've given us, because they are necessary for your kingdom. They are necessary, God, for the body of Christ here at Life Point and in here in Central Ohio. And so God, help us to use our gifts in such a way that we would bless other people, that we would use them with zeal and joyfulness and excitement, God, because we're using the very thing that you gave us to exercise. Let us develop it and grow it. And God, may it be a blessing to others this year. And so, Lord, may we be known by how we serve this year. And let us not look with expectation to be served, but let us go and serve because that's who we are, because that's who you are, Jesus. We pray these things in his good name. Amen. Why don't you take a few moments and why don't you pray about how you could serve this year?